Hello, my name is John Lowe, and today we are continuing our summer Psalms series by thinking about Psalm 46, a remarkable song with a powerful message that has spoken to many believers down through the ages. Let us start off by reading Psalm 46 together. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear, he burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The news is full of death and the fear of death as the coronavirus sweeps through large nations which seemed impervious in the past. It is shaking up the previously comfortable and secure Western world, and we've remembered that we are mortal. COVID-19 has made us aware once again of the fragility of the human condition, regardless of where we live or our social status. It seems the unbelieving world has concluded that death is a natural part of life. But surely the believer's answer must be, not so. Our atheist world may proclaim that death is just a normal feature of life, but for the Christian it's an intrusion. It should not be. And a time is coming when it will not be. In Psalm 46, we see a God who sits above the chaos in the world. He isn't caught up in our mess. He's not isolating, hiding away from the disease. He is not unable to affect change. He rules over and above this world, and his rule is complete. It is undiluted sovereign power. And he is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Faced with the invisible and pervasive threat that surrounds us, we must not forget that there is a refuge, a fortress, a help which does not reside in us, but in God. In the face of the dangers and threats surrounding his people, the Lord reveals himself as a stronghold. In the face of the foaming and roaring waters, God reminds us that there's a river of grace that flows in abundant streams, which make glad the city of God and those who find refuge there. The image of the river of God flowing from his city is often used in the Bible to represent the Spirit of God. A glorious river that is nothing less than the flow of the Spirit of God straight from his throne, bringing refreshment wherever it flows with its many streams and tributaries, and making glad the people of God. In Psalm 46, the city of God is the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. and she will not fall. And we see the city of God again in the book of Revelation at the end of the Bible. It is the final place where God will meet with his people, a place where there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. A place where the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob truly is our fortress. In the first 9 verses of this psalm, God is given the glory and honour. These verses speak of his almighty power over nature and against the enemy. No more chaos, no more death, no more war. Such power, such sovereignty, such clarity of purpose. Then God speaks with this powerful reminder: be still and know that I am God. Having talked of God and his mighty power in those first 9 verses of the psalm, we are confronted by this divine command: be still. Stop. When normal life collapses around us, and a return to normality seems impossible, it is often difficult to stop. Don't our worries make us even more agitated? But to stop, how can we? We're inclined to read ever deeper and plan, to go even faster looking for answers and solutions, as if somehow our destiny lies in our own hands. But here God tells us to be still, to stop in our tracks, in our planning, in our projects, to put down the anchor and focus on who he is, to recognise his lordship, to turn our eyes, often distracted by other destinations, to him, to spend time at his feet, in silent submission, and to listen to his voice, far from the turmoil that shakes our world. It's not just about stopping, it's about doing so before God. It is an invitation to reflect on what God has to say to us, to me, to see what he has for me during this storm, and to ask him what he wants to teach me. Are we to learn nothing from these experiences, from our place of imposed isolation and tentative emerging into a strange world of masks and restrictions? Yes, we can experience the unleashing of the elements, whether natural, political, war, or disease, and find ourselves gripped by uncertainty and fear. But no matter what happens in our lives, no matter how small and vulnerable we feel, we must remember that the God of the universe is with us, is in us, by his Spirit, which flows from him. Paul reminds us in Romans 8 that if God is for us, who can be against us? As we face the storm and a time of trial, let us keep this promise in our hearts. COVID-19 may lead us to doubt in the omnipotence and greatness of God. It may even cause our trust in him to falter. Yet, verse 2 is an answer from God himself. It is an invitation on his part not to lose confidence in his promises. There is no reason to fear. There is something more than the uncertainty, the illness, the death that we see around us and hear about on the news. God himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, went to war against death and emerged victorious. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 15, "Where, O death, is your sting?" Death died that day on Calvary with Jesus. It has no power over God's people anymore. One day we'll die. Maybe that day will come sooner than we thought. But that won't be the end. It'll be the beginning of life as it was intended. And that is our unshakable hope. No more illness, no more uncertainty, no more grief, no more death. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The coming months may bring trials, but the Lord Almighty is our fortress, our refuge. You are ultimately safe in him. Take heart, and may the watching world see in the church a fearlessness that defies our present circumstances and a hope that points to Christ. Let us rely on God. Keep our eyes turned on him, praying that the Lord of peace will reveal himself and be glorified through this current situation. Let us give to God what is due to him, the honour, the glory, and the praise. And let me finish with a prayer from Premier Praise, which I thought was good. Lord God, we are living in troubled times as this virus spreads across the globe. We pray first for those who are sick, that you will bring healing, and for the grieving, that you will bring comfort. We pray for those risking their lives to help others, that you will grant them your protection. We pray for those who are lonely, that they will feel your love at this time. We pray for those who are fearful, that you will minister to them with your peace. We pray for those living in poverty or in abusive homes, that you will make a way where there is no way. We pray for ourselves, that we would not be filled with anxiety, but with hope as we trust in you and your word. As communities pool together, give us the opportunities to share your love and grace with those around us. May the nations turn to you at this time, Father God, that they may know your eternal hope as well as your peace on earth. Amen.